You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh, yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome, dear listener. This is Snarf Dude off. Ivanov Snarf Dude here with another edition of Cheese Please. It's evil. It pollutes your mind. Oh, I gotta go now.
Hey, where are you going, man? What are you doing in here?
What was that?
Oh, I don't know. It was just some guy in front of the microphone. Didn't you see me here?
Well, I'm not answering that question.
No. Well, you can't because of all the equipment. So
I can't see you, so there could be like lions and tigers and bears over there, and I wouldn't know what's going on.
Fine. I don't know. He just ran out of the bunker here, ran out of the studio. It's just, I don't know. Did he say anything bad? Huh?
He said that you were a wonderful human being and this is a great show.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. It's another edition of Cheese Please. I'm caught off guard a little bit, but I'm Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And wow, wow, wow.
100% not evil.
Yeah. What's evil got to do with it?
It's a long story.
Okay. Anyway, on the show this week, we're profiling a group we really don't know much about called the Endless Nights. And on top of that, in the celebrity slip-up, we talk about this... Well, we don't really talk about this woman, but a lot of people talk about this woman over the past, I don't know, almost 40 years after the scandal back in the 1980s.
People were talking about her before that, so...
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she actually sort of sang on that show she did.
A lot.
Yes. And after the scandal in the 1980s... What happened? She cuts a song to the tune of Harper Valley PTA. Believe it or not.
And we will tell you more about that in a little bit.
Yes, but we're starting off this week with Marty Gold and his orchestra. It's like a 70s variety show time with the Golden Oldies dancers or something dancing up and down the stage of the television show. Shortly, we'll have Close to You, but we're starting off, yeah. Yes, another Beatles cover.
Because everybody covers at least one Beatles song during their career.
Eleanor Rigby on...
It's a Cheese Please!
Thank you. This is the right channel.
In order to derive maximum enjoyment from stereo equipment, it is important that speaker levels be properly balanced according to the acoustics of the room in which you are listening. Adjust your speaker levels so that the sound appears to come from a point midway between the speakers. When this effect is achieved, the speakers are in balance.
Marty Gold and his orchestra, and the traditional studio audience clap like any other 70s variety show out there, although our studio audience only has about 12 people in it, and Close to You. And before that, they had Eleanor Rigby. Starting off the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and of course the weird.
We tried to get them into the studio audience, more people, but it just didn't work out. Where Marty Gold and his orchestra played.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no one wanted to go.
I'm sorry. Maybe that cheese is a little outdated.
Just a wee bit.
Just a bit. Anyway, on the show this week, we're profiling The Endless Nights and the album Back for More, which implies there's another album somewhere.
There might have been a first album.
Yes, I think there was. I found it online, but I couldn't find the audio, darn it. So we're going to play album number 2, or a couple cuts from it.
And we don't know a lot about the Endless Nights.
They were a band. Well, they may still be a band. We're not sure.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But tell us what we know, Daffodil.
They hailed from an artsy college town, Northampton, in the western part of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. And obviously they traveled the western part of Massachusetts and possibly elsewhere, traveling and playing their songs, and eventually ended up in a recording studio somewhere to record at least two albums. We're real smart. We can figure that stuff out, right?
Yes, but don't ask us what the albums are all called.
Well, we know the second one is Back for More, which sort of implies there's the first one, as I mentioned earlier, so...
Yes, true.
But enough talk, and just let the audience connect the dots, I suppose.
Please feel free to form your own opinions of the Endless Nights after you hear these two cuts.
Yes, shortly we'll hear their Ray Stevens cover of Guitarzan. But they're starting off with a tribute to the guy that invented the toilet.
Sure, why not?
Tommy Crapper on
Cheese Please.
This is the story of Tommy Crapper, the man who invented the flush toilet back in 1890. One day, a man quite dapper by the name of Tommy Crapper was sitting on the stool. Said, man, it is quite nippy, and I'm freezing off my bippy. To sit on this, you gotta be some kind of fool.
You got to be.
When I couldn't be much sadder, well, I'm emptying my bladder. And the temperature, it's minus 38. Well, I'd rather wait the weeks than to freeze off my four cheeks. Or better yet, I think I'll never defecate.
I'll never defecate.
When you're freezing off your flapper, remember Mrs. Crapper for giving us a toilet for so plush.
So plush, yeah.
And remember that you knew her when you say bye-bye manure. And be thankful for the toilet that can flush.
Choo-doo, choo-doo-wah, cut that crap.
Just then appeared his spouse, shouting, I'll build a new outhouse. I'll use my female wit to carry off the bits and pieces. The problem, as I get it, is to drop it and forget it in a way that you won't get quite so cold.
Won't get so cold.
A thing that is a must is a toilet that can flush. So we'll get to work and I'll build a new commode.
Build a new commode.
When you're freezing off your flapper, remember Mrs. Crapper for giving us a toilet for so flush.
So flush, yeah.
And remember that you knew her when you say bye-bye manure. And be thankful for the toilet that can flush.
Shoo-doo-wah, cut that crap. Shoo-doo-shoo-doo-wah, cut that crap.
Well, some people have said that this song is a waste. We prefer to think of it as a solid waste.
But I suppose it's a moral, something like, behind every man there's a woman.
That's close. Behind every man's behind there's a woman. When it was completed, she decided to proceed and try her contraption that day. Well, when it was flushed, there came a great big gush and carried Mrs. Crapper away
to Sewer City.
Carried Mrs. Crapper away. There she goes.
Carried Mrs. Crapper away.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Well, he's free as a breeze, and he's always at ease. And he lives in the jungle, and he hangs by his knees. And he swings through the trees without a trapeze and his BVDs. He got a union card, and he's studying hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, really gonna go far. Carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered chess, guitar, chord, COD. Learned D and E, and he's working on B. He digs W and X and Y and Z. And me and the chimpanzee agree that someday soon he will be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Guitar say, he's a guitar man. Give him a hand, he's all you can say. The guitar says,
oh, it's here for him.
Got a girl named Jean with no last name. She's a homely thing, but he loves her just the same. Cause she kills his flame when she begins to sing. It's her claim to fame, she really does her thing. Sing one, Jane.
Baby, ooh,
they got a pet monkey who likes to get drunk, and he sings boogie woogie, and he sounds real funky. It's your turn, bud. Sing one, monkey. Who's here for a monkey? Well, on Saturday night, they like some excitement, and Jane gets right, and the monkey gets tight, and the voices unite in a pale light. It sounds all right, it's dynamite. Let's hear it right now. Get yours in, in his jungle bay. Give him a hand, he can sing. Get yours in, get yours in, in his jungle bay. Give him a hand, he's all you can sing. Get yours in, get yours in, in his jungle bay. Give him a hand, he's all you can sing. Get yours in.
Geez, please, with The Endless Nights and Guitar Land. I'm not even going to try that.
Yeah, don't.
And before that, a nice tribute to Tommy Crapper. Full of crap, mind you, but it's still a great song.
Yes, we're all grateful for his existence.
Absolutely, at least one, maybe two times a day. Depending
or
if
more.
If I do number one or number two, and, you know, I'm not going farther than that.
Yes, please don't.
Yes, thank you.
It's a family show.
Oh, yes, that's true. I just forgot about that for a minute. I get so wound up in the whole Tommy Crapper thing. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Oh, it's that time.
Yes, please do the thing,
yes.
And then we'll talk about the
yes.
thing.
And now it's time for the Cheese, Please.
Okay, we mentioned it earlier, but we didn't really say much.
No.
Now we're about to say a lot.
Yes.
And who that was, Daffodil, was... What was this famous person back in the 80s?
Well, before she was the famous person in the 80s, she was Tamara Faye LaValle.
Tamara Faye LaValle.
Yes.
Okay. And she married...
And then she married...
Jim Baker.
And then she became Tammy Faye.
Baker. They got into that whole scandal, right?
Well, they started out being founding members of the 700 Club.
Okay.
And then they left that to co-found the PTL Club.
Okay.
In 74.
And then it was Jessica Hahn.
They paid $287,000 to silence Jessica Hahn, who claimed that Jim inappropriately did something to her that
oh.
we don't not fit for
no,
a family
no, no, no,
show.
No. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well.
And he then wrote a book called I Was Wrong.
I thought he was going to say, I did not do that.
No, I was wrong. He disputed claiming he was set up and that it was consensual.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
Neither here nor there.
So,
it brought a lot of scrutiny. People started looking into their opulent lives and, you know, gold-plated bathrooms and...
Gold-plated bathroom?
If they had a gold-plated bathroom.
We don't even have one of those in the bunker.
Nope. And then he told reporters, we don't get what Johnny Carson makes and we work harder than he does.
Okay. That's fine, but there was a downfall of the PTL Club at one point, right?
There were lots of downfalls,
okay.
of scandals.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 45 years in prison, 24 different counts of fraud and conspiracy.
Wow.
And he only served 5 years of the 45.
Ah, okay.
She filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Saying, for years I've been pretending that everything is all right, when in fact I hurt all the time and I cannot pretend anymore. And then she married a guy named whose last name was Meisner.
Okay.
She went back to her recording career.
Yes. And?
And?
They lived happily ever after.
Well, they didn't live happily ever after, but she eventually lived happily ever after until she got really sick.
Oh, well.
She was on the Drew Carey Show.
Gotcha.
She played Mimi's mother on the Drew Carey Show.
That would make sense.
Okay. Perfect thing.
Should we play the music about now?
Oh, we should play some music.
This is Tammy Faye Baker's opinion of her scandal back in 1987 in the Ballad of Jim and Tammy. Right here on?
Definitely on Cheese, Please.
Now Jerry Falwell Jimmy Swaggart is to play. We want to let you know the plot and tell you we are here to help in any way. We want to help you, Jim and Tammy, help you save your Heritage USA. Well, we will never touch your ministry. We promise was the line they gave to me. You will always be in charge of everything we put on your TV. Now you just rest and trust in us and leave your network and your show within our hands. Give it back when we reveal the Jimmy Swagger takeover plans. Now they flew back to North Carolina in a hurry in Fowell's private jet. And at once begin their deeds that the people will never forget. Well, they changed the board that very day and our whole team and fired everyone with power. Gruffman were on TV before the press within the very hour. Talked to the staff at PTL and convinced them Jim and Tammy had done wrong. They said, support Jerry Falwell and his team if you want to keep your job. They held an auction in the barn and sold brass fixtures from the Grand they said were gold. His doghouse, leaving three little dogs out in the cold. We watched them tear apart the park and sell the assets of the ministry at a loss. Saw them file bankruptcy, go to court, and kick Kevin out of his house. They told lies about Jim Baker, tried to ruin him and his life in every way. And follow back to Lynchburg and rebuild our Heritage USA. Let's send follow back to Lynchburg, help the people rebuild Heritage USA.
Keys Please with Tammy Faye Baker and the Ballad of Jim and Tammy. And you want to wrap it up by saying?
I want to say that I always had great admiration for Tammy Faye.
Yes.
Because during her career, although she was noted for being eccentric and glamorous, she also had moral views that were completely divergent from many mainstream televangelists.
Really?
Particularly because she was advocating for LGBT persons and reaching out to the HIV/AIDS patients at the height of the AIDS epidemic.
Wow.
Providing support.
That's good to know.
So she had a heart of gold.
Awesome.
Might have been played it, but heart of gold.
That's fine. My name is Starkdo.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Please. And I'm about to do something that I didn't tell you about.
Why is that a surprise?
No, I've got Uncle Ricky here. He's going to do the Cheese Please weather report. So take it away, Uncle Ricky.
Two words that begin with W, weather and watch. And we'll be watching the weather as we always do. We're going to check the weather. The weather's always worth a check. And it'll be variable and changeable, as it should be. Partly sunny, partly cloudy, clearing up a little bit. And then sometime a little later, we may cloud up a bit, and then it'll clear up again, as it always does. We may get a little bit of the wet stuff, maybe not. Maybe a little bit of the white stuff, and then it'll clear up again and be mostly sunny and a little partly cloudy there. And the temperatures will go down a bit and then edge up a bit later, and then level off nicely with seasonable highs and reasonable lows. Not too low on the low side, and that's pretty reasonable with all things being equal. Chance of a little fog in some of the low-lying areas with highs in the low to medium seasonable range and lows in the mid to highs. Right now, downtown at the airport, they're wondering, why is the airport downtown? Beautiful music, beautiful weather, sunshine, funshine, and moonshine music for you. Check it out. Enjoy it, won't you?
Oh, thank you, Uncle Ricky.
And straight to the tube.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Whoa. Whoa. Here it comes. Oh, boy.
Because this week's tornado on the radio is really, really blowing.
Here we go with the Pussycat Brag with the Fearless Cordettes. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
I've got an old maid sister. She's crazy over cats. She wears her hair just pasted down, for she's afraid of rats. She's got the neighbors talking, and they don't think she's right. For you can hear her calling cats at any time of night. Go on, sis. That's a pussycat rag. Right underneath my window at 12 o'clock at night, they either serenade the moon or else they start a fight. Out comes my old maid sister and calls each one by name. Someday she'll lose her pussycat if she keeps up that game. Oh, sister.
Listen, my goodness, sister, what is that hideous noise?
Why, that's Tiny, my beautiful little Maltese cat.
Well, you'd better call Tiny into the house, or I can see her finish. Here comes a coon with a big bulldog.
Here's Tiny, Tiny, Tiny.
Lay down there. What's the matter with you, boy?
Oh, I say, you horrid man. Why don't you call your dog away?
I can't hold that dog, lady. There can nobody hold that dog the minute you see a cat. Simply impossible, ain't it, Jerry?
Well, if you don't go away, I'll call a policeman.
Say, lady, the cops won't go near that dog. Besides, I can't hold him no longer, no how.
All right, then. Let the dog go. But you'll wish you hadn't. You'll be sorry I gave you fair warning.
You gave me warning, and you say that I'll be sorry? Go on, Jerry, go for that old Molly Bruiser and eat her up.
Boring, Tiny. Give it to him, Tiny. Give it to him,
For the Lord's sake. Say, lady, what kind of cat did you say that was?
Why, she's nothing but a little tame house cat.
Lady, that ain't no tame cat. That cat done made my bulldog look like a monkey. That's a wild cat. That's a pussycat rag.
Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.